On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very special interview with a very talented comedian, Kanice Circa. How are you doing today, Kanice?
Hi, Justin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing good. It's a nice sunny day in New York today, so I'm happy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was doing some research. So you're also an actress and a producer as well?
That's right. I've acted in a couple of short films in India and sketches, and I've also produced some shows. One of them on Netflix and three of them are on Amazon Prime Video.
The Amazon Prime is the All-Stars Games night, right?
That's right.
And then the Netflix is the Ladies Up. You had the
yes. Little part.
Yeah, I watched that. It was so funny.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. I guess, around like 2018, 19, if I'm not wrong, all these OTT platforms came to India and they, you know, commissioned a lot of comedy work from all the comedians. So we really got to like, it was a really good time to kind of showcase what we loved making. And so the improv shows I did on Amazon were some of them and some other shows I did on Netflix. So...
Were you surprised, like kind of shocked when you got that call or email like, hey, you're about to have the opportunity to be on Netflix and Amazon Prime? Because that's a big deal.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like in India, the comedy scene is really small in India. Okay. And there are really just a few of us who are doing it like professionally and full time. So for us, when these channels came to like these platforms came to India, Like without trying to sound full of ourselves, but they really did need, because we had built our own following online on YouTube and all the social media platforms. We built our following. So we understood how it made sense for these, like, you know, television platforms to come into India and sort of try to tap into our following.
Okay.
It was just like a whole nother, you know, strategy that took place in India.
Yeah, definitely. And I was doing some research and looking at your, I was looking at your YouTube channel and just, you know, the metrics and the analytics a little bit. And very, very impressive. And you also were doing like a podcast at one point.
Yes. God, I've done a lot of things. again, you know, like Audible came to India and they were like, we want to make a whole bunch of podcasts. And, you know, the thing with comedians is you can churn out a lot of content from comedians and not pay as much, I feel. Like, that's not entirely true, but like you can get like reasonably good quality content out of comedians that's like entertaining, you know.
Definitely.
And you don't have to break the bank or your back over it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's always a good strategy if you're ever like looking to start a channel or you know, a platform. Like comedic content is always, I feel like, the way to go in the beginning.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So
I did a podcast for them as well. Audible. Yeah, they came to India.
Yeah, I checked out a few clips and episodes. It was really good.
So thank you.
Yeah, of course. So you were born in India. When did you start doing comedy?
So the thing is, I was actually born in South Africa. I'm actually a South African.
Oh, okay. But, I apologize.
Yeah, I was born and brought up in South Africa, and then I moved to India in 2005.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I started. Like, I already, so in South Africa in high school, I was studying speech and drama, and all the pieces that I would end up doing for my exams and for the plays ended up being comedic pieces.
Mm.
And I remember my drama teacher at that time, and I was like 16, 17, telling me that comedy is my forte. She's like, you should do comedy. That's clearly something that comes very naturally to you.
Yeah.
And she just said comedy in terms of acting. But I kind of just took that as, comedy is my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I moved to India, I joined an improv troupe and kind of then got a TV show. And then the comedy scene, there was no comedy scene in India.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
I don't mean to cut you off. So you had to really essentially, you know, make that move to the States, New York or LA, you know, to really kind of take it serious or try to get to the next level? Or was that kind of your mindset?
Coming to America?
Yeah, well, just basically just to have the more opportunities in terms of like comedy and like getting it with the show business, even though you've had success, you know, in India and everything like that.
Good.
But like, you know, I was just wondering from your mindset.
Yeah, no, I don't think America is like better. Like, I don't think I was coming here for like better opportunities, definitely more opportunities. Because I think what happened, the reason why I actually made this shift was I realized I'm monolingual. I only speak English. And I realized like in India right now, there really is a trend of movement towards making content in Hindi and more regional languages in India to reach Indian masses. And so I was like, I'm going to hit a ceiling very soon.
Okay.
If this is the new trend, because I can't convert my comedy into Hindi, like it doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I learn the language, I'm still going to have some, it's going to be accented. It's not going to be completely pure. I think in English, it's just going to be hard for my timing in comedy. And I was like, I think what makes sense is to move to a country that where they do comedy in English entirely, because then the sky's the limit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And what year was that when you came over here?
Oh, last year. I've only been here for like 8 months.
Wow. And you've already made that, you've made a big noise and a buzz already just in less than a year. That's something really to be proud of.
Oh, especially, thank you, Justin.
Especially in the comic scene. I mean, especially in New York, I mean.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of going with it. So I'm hoping something sticks or lands.
Yeah. When everything was starting to happen, whether it was, you know, the initial success in India or here, did you ever receive like some really good advice, whether it was from like a comic or an actress or an actor or someone in the industry that still kind of resonates to you to this day?
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of advice that I got. But I think one of the, not just advice, but one of the things I learned and kind of reiterated, like, was I think as a, As a female comedian in India, and not that this is, I'm not playing victim or anything of that sort, but we did get trolled a lot in the beginning, and it's lessened, like online. Because the thing with India is the comedians, when we started the comedy scene, we took it straight online because YouTube had started around the same time the comedy scene in India started. So we didn't have the trajectory like in America where you maybe do a late night show, you get into a club, you do a late night show, and then you become a headliner. Like that wasn't how we grew in India. We grew by putting ourselves up online, and if you went viral, then you were the next big thing. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
So I think a lot of the stuff online, I used to get trolled a lot. A lot of comments about how I'm not funny, or I have like this weird accent, or just generally just getting trolled. And I think at one point it just kind of like, I know everyone kept telling me to grow a thick skin and like not get bogged down by the trolling, but it does take a toll on you. But I think years later, I realize now, like no matter what anyone says, I'm just not going to stop doing what I love doing.
Exactly. And you could be, you could be the best of the best, and you're still going
to
have people.
And you still, and I think I realize like everyone's getting trolled now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like it's equalized. Like men are getting as equally trolled. I'm like, okay, well, it's not just, you know, me anymore.
Exactly.
One
last question regarding about just the transition, you know, with, I'm a little uneducated and naive to this aspect, but with, you know, comedy in India and then just like with comedy in, you know, America or just, you know, over here with, especially with female comics, you know, a lot of female comics obviously, you know, feel the need or sometimes, you know, talk about a lot about like sexual content.
Yes.
Was that kind of something that was a little like frowned upon, you know, in India or no? Is that kind of like, you know, open for discussion?
Oh, no, it's definitely open for discussion. What I've noticed though is like in India, at least I feel, and this is my experience, but I did feel like I needed to sugarcoat or contextualize some of the sex jokes or buffer them a little bit. Like I couldn't just say it like it is.
Okay.
I did have to wrap it up in a little bit, like in a way that wasn't as jarring to hear.
Yeah.
While in America, I don't have to do that. I can just say it. I can just describe it exactly the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I find that very liberating that I can just describe the experience as it happened.
Definitely. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So right now, you know, you're in New York City, you're doing, you know, you're doing shows and, is there any other projects that you're working on that you can talk about or anything in the works or?
Oh yeah. So I'm actually planning to do my, my North America tour this year.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
still planning it at the moment, but yeah, the plan is to do 15 cities around America. So that's, I'm planning that currently. I've got two shows in the UK in September.
Wow.
I've got a show in Australia in December. So I'm planning a little bit of a international tour this year.
That's awesome.
kind of came together randomly.
Yeah, hopefully you come to Boston or at least somewhere close.
Yes. No, the plan is to come to Boston. So
I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, amazing.
No,
amazing.
Course. Yeah. So, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, sorry. That was my plan for this year. Like, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I will I'll be putting up updates on the tour.
Okay. Where can people follow you and check out all your latest content?
Honestly, I think the best is my Instagram handle at Kanee Sirkam.
Okay.
And also maybe my website, KaneeSirkam.com. I will have all my tour information and anything that I'm doing, working on those two sites to be, yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Kanee, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to come to the show in Boston, hopefully, if you come. And I honestly wish you the most success and happiness this year. But I do have one last question. You know, so I'm, you know, a podcaster, and I've been doing it, you know, for on and off for 13 years, and I really want to get into acting now. And, you know, obviously you've had success, you know, with that. I was just wondering if you had any personal advice on, you know, just trying to progress and, you know, get representation or.
Yeah. You know. I mean, that's exactly what I'm looking for right now. Like representation. But I realize, I think in America, that's the way to go is getting an agent or a manager.
Yeah.
And while I have them in India, like I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Cause to be honest, Justin, like, I'm also like, I have no idea how actors do it here. Cause like
so
with comedy, I know how to like, I know what to do to get into a comedy scene. I don't know what to do to get into an acting sort of
feet. It's much different.
Yeah. It's like I know with comedy, you do open mics or you hit up like people with shows, and then you meet one person. You're like, I know how it works. Mm-hmm. And acting, I'm just like, I'm feeling a little bit stuck.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Can you give me advice?
Don't apologize. No.
Well, if someone's listening to this podcast and they have advice, please could you message us and let us know. Yeah.
Kenise, thank you so much for coming on the show, like I said. And again, I can't wait to see you in Boston perform.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Justin. I really appreciate it. This is very sweet of you.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.